for us to get where we're at tonight. Amen. And so I reckon y'all probably heard a few of these, so sing with us. And I think it's going to be up on the monitor, but sing with us, and we're just going to worship tonight.
we catch our breath, why don't somebody stand up and give a testimony? Anybody in here Pentecostal? I can't believe it. Am I going to have to call names?
No.
Say, praise the Lord, Roy.
Good Lord.
All right. If Roy can praise the Lord, y'all can. All right, Joella wants to say something. Amen on that. Yes. How many else can say that God protected you during this year?
That's right.
Yes. Okay. Be 100 years old. Come on, Roy. Anybody else got something to say for the Lord tonight? Okay.
Come on.
All right. Awesome. She's a miracle. All right. Another great grand. And then you got a grand coming sometime.
Favorite song.
Oh, all right.
He's and it's got a lot of truth to me to it. So many times.
Yeah. Lots of truth to that. Yeah. She got to go potty. She got to go potty. Anybody got anything else they want to brag on Jesus about? I'm telling you. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. God's good. Yeah. All right, we're going to sing two back to back here. And so y'all just really get into it and clap. You can clap your hands, okay? Clap your hands, stomp your feet.
Oh,
Can somebody say amen to that?
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody else want to brag on God a minute while we shuffle music? Go ahead, Claude. That's a good testimony. You're sad to see them go, and you're kind of jealous, though, that they got there before you did. But you're proud and happy that they're no longer in pain or suffering. They're with Jesus. Amen? Yeah, we're going to sing about being in heaven right now and then traveling on.
Side.
One more testimony. Come on, somebody else got something good to say about God? Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, Jared, you can mute this banjo. I'm going to pick up the fiddle. We'll fiddle around a bit.
I'd just like to say that God is faithful, and he's always proved himself to me. And I remember his faithfulness, and we overcome by our testimonies. And whenever God does something for us, we need to share it with somebody, share it with others, encourage them. And I shared with, I think, the Wednesday night class, I don't know when, that God still does miracles, and I believe in it no matter what. And I just thank him for always being with Carrie and keeping his hand upon him. And I believe that through it all, he draws him closer to him and makes him stronger for him.
I want to ask you to stand as we've got a few more songs here, and I just want to spend this, you know, we've had a lot of fun tonight, I think. Come on, amen?
Amen.
And that's one thing about, you know, singing these old songs. They're not maybe as extreme as some of the more modern worship, you know, where we're loud and, you know, all this stuff. And it's kind of raw, and it's just praising God. You know, it's extolling God's truths. And these last few songs, I know maybe I'm kind of newfangled a lot of times, but these songs have a lot of meaning to me. And I just want us to worship together.
My soul, my Savior God, to Thee.
Thank you for fighting for me when I was just lost, wandering, and so messed up. God, I just worship you right now. Come on, all around this room, Elevate Family. Let's raise our hands in that old Pentecostal way. Jesus, we lift you up in this place. God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God, we worship you. Holy Spirit, we seek your presence in this place. We seek your presence in our families, in our jobs, God, in our community. We seek the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. God, we just lift you up right now. You're so good. You're so good. And I want to testify. Do I get to testify?
No. Say whatever you want.
You know, I walked out of here this morning. I already said this once. I walked out of here so encouraged this morning. Because Pastor Scott came and he brought a word. And you guys just don't know what it means to me as someone who was so lost that I would curse God himself, saying, I hate you. Leave me alone to stand in front of a family of people that lifts me and my wife up, that loves my kids, and that wants to serve alongside me as we build the kingdom. That blows me away. And this last song we're going to sing, I love this song so much because it's kind of a dark song, and it reminds me of the lost place that I was in. And it reminds me that no matter where you are in life, God has a destination with your name on it. Come on, let me say that again. No matter where you are in life, that Jesus climbed that hill so you could have a destination. And even though I was a stranger, even though I was lost, he still made it. The rocks cut into his feet. The nails pierced his body. When I was a stranger, he did that for me. Sing with me.
Overjoyed. Jordan, I'm only going over home. I want to wear crown of glory when I get home to that bright land. I want to shout salvation story in concert with
that blood-washed band.
I'm going there.
You and we know that even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. And we pray, God, that you be with us as we walk through life, as we serve you, as we love people.